The slate is set for next month's Egyptian presidential elections. Officials have approved 13 candidates, and in an unexpected reversal, one of Hosni Mubarak's former prime ministers is back on the list. That decision angered a key Islamist group, and as NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson reports from Cairo, some analysts believe the move could derail the election.
The decision allowing Ahmed Shafik to re-enter the race after he was disqualified a day earlier caught many Egyptians by surprise. The Muslim Brotherhood, in a message on its website, angrily accused the Election Commission of playing politics. Election officials dismissed such criticism as sour grapes. At a televised news conference, Election Commission Chairman Farouk Sultan waved off journalists who questioned the reversal. "We know better than you what the law is," the senior judge said. But some analysts say it's not that simple.
This will threaten the whole presidential elections process and possibly the whole transition process as well.
That's Omar Ashour, a visiting scholar at the Brookings Center in Doha. At issue is the law that was used to ban Shafik in the first place, one approved by parliament and later by the military junta. The Constitutional Court will review the ban within 45 days. That review is after the election, which means a decision upholding the ban could lead to other legal challenges, Ashour says. He adds the ensuing legal quagmire could give the ruling generals the leverage they need to call a new election if they don't like the winning candidate.
The general wants somebody who does not challenge their status quo too much and does not push forward a revolutionary change in the civil-military relations. If the results are radically worrying for them, then they may use the Constitutional Court decision.
The Election Commission chairman, however, says the decision to reinstate Shafik was final. Sultan told reporters that if the former prime minister is elected president, he will be allowed to remain in that post even if the court upholds the law. But Shafik faces an uphill battle at the polls. Amr Moussa, the former secretary general of the Arab League, is ahead in most surveys. And two Islamist candidates are also expected to make a strong showing. One is Abdulmunim Aboulfotouh, a former Muslim Brotherhood leader whose moderate stance has won him widespread secular support. The other is the Brotherhood's own candidate, Mohamed Morsi, who heads the movement's political party that holds nearly half the seats in parliament. At a news conference, Safwat Abdelghani of the hardline Gama al-Islamiyya said his group was wavering between the two Islamist candidates. The Brotherhood's main competitor, the Salafist Nur Party, says it too has not decided whom to endorse. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.